This is from Wanted by Joe Ho. Everyone loved sunsets. Everyone, that is, but me. Chase Ryder, to whom sunsets signaled that yet another hard night was approaching. In the leafy upmarket park surrounding a man-made lake, wealthy couples strolled hand in hand, admiring the mottled orange sky. I stirred, waking from my nap beneath a towering oak. Oaks were best, as they provided plenty of foliage to protect against sudden showers and prying eyes. There was also the added bonus of load-bearing lower branches that someone nimble could scramble onto should trouble come calling. And you should know, trouble had me on speed dial. This is from This Too Is Love by Anya Monroe. Ricky stands in front of me with his mom. He wears a suit that is black and shoes that shine, and I want to press my face in his collar and crush my memories into his clothing. I want to scour them on his skin. I want him to feel this depth with me. I want to rip off his tie and wrap it around my own neck. I want to be anywhere but here. I want to crawl in that coffin and hold B's body and feel dirt fall on my face. I want to disappear. I want to hide. I want to be all sorts of things, but what I want most is the thing I can't have. Even if I crawled into the hole, even if I screamed Ricky's name, nothing would bring my baby back. This is from Absolute Liability by Jennifer Becton. As we headed down the walk, I turned around and added, "Mr. McCade, do you recognize this woman?" I felt like Columbo as I showed him the picture of Amber Willis that the MPD had provided, as if I'd completely forgotten about it. He studied it for a moment.
"She that bartender down at Booney's?"
"I'm afraid not."
"Then I don't know her."
"Her name's Amber Willis," I said helpfully. "Does that ring any bells?"
"Doesn't matter what her name is."
He shook his head.
"I still don't know her. She's cute, though. You got her number?"
With that, Vincent and I retreated to the truck. Even though it was only mid-morning, the Georgia sun had heated the cab to approximately 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Vincent opened my door and I stepped back from the blast of heat. After a few moments, I took my jacket off and slid onto the seat. The vinyl burned my bare arms. Gotta love summer in the South.